PR disaster for oil.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Oil companies are trying to convince people they have no control over the price of energy. It's set by the market. Well, this isn't going to help their argument. Federal investigators are charging energy giant BP and its traders with manipulating the price of propane 2 years ago. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed a civil lawsuit against BP. Paul Hayek is with that group.
According to our complaint, they bought large quantities of propane in February 2004 and cornered the market in propane.
The U.S. government has found no evidence oil companies are fixing the price of gasoline, but this case will certainly make people wonder. College students have 48 hours to do something about their government loans or face a steep increase in interest rates. Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
On Saturday, the government will raise the interest rates on federal student loans. Rates will jump nearly 2 points to just over 7%.
It's the biggest increase I've ever seen.
Terry Hartle is with the American Council on Education. He says he's not surprised to see students rushing to refinance.
For several years, interest rates were falling, and when they were falling, there wasn't the big interest in consolidating. Now that we're seeing a hike on July 1st, there's a huge amount of pressure in June for students to make the consolidations.
It's estimated waiting until after the rate hike could add thousands of dollars in interest to each loan. That's the kind of money that could hang around long after students trade the cap and gown in for the business suit. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Today, investors get word from the Fed about interest rates. Yesterday, Wall Street did a little buying. The Dow gained 0.5% to 10,973. The NASDAQ was up 0.5%. The S&P 500, about the same. Oil trading at $72 a barrel. Silicone breast implants have been off the market since 1992. Thousands of women complained the implants leaked and made them sick. But after hearings last year, the FDA might allow silicone to make a comeback. Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
Silicone breast implants have been off the market for 14 years, but plastic surgeons say women still prefer them to the saline ones currently in use.
They choose the silicone gel implants, feeling that they are more natural and more like normal tissue.
That's plastic surgeon Bruce Cunningham. Silicone breast implants would cost more, but only add a few hundred dollars to the cost of the surgery.
It can be, say, $6,000 on the coasts and maybe $4,000 in the Midwest.
Cunningham expects the FDA to demand extra surveillance for silicone implants, but he's convinced they're safe. Interest in them is very strong, he says. Several of his patients have decided to hold off on the surgery, just in case. Demand for breast enhancement grows about 10% a year. In 1992, there were 32,000 surgeries. Last year, there were nearly 300,000. That's a market worth $890 million. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
And you are listening to Marketplace. Some $2 trillion are wrapped up in investment pools called hedge funds. They're mostly unregulated, but some lawmakers want to change that because more average investors are getting into these. Janet Babin reports.
Yesterday, a former SEC attorney told the Senate the government has given hedge funds a regulatory pass. House Democrats agreed. They're introducing legislation that would force hedge funds to open up their books a bit more to the SEC. But Georgetown University professor James Angel says Congress is proposing a lot of legislation this week, and hedge fund changes will probably go nowhere. And that's the point.
It isn't about passing legislation. It's about positioning before the elections.
Some hedge fund managers complain about the call for more protections, but Mark Fried with hedge fund managers Lister Watson tells them to be careful what they wish for.
You're one scandal away from having a worse regulatory regime that you like less than this one.
I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Which comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Builds with Habitat for Humanity, an opportunity for Lutherans to help build 310 decent homes this year with families in need. Online at thriventbuilds.com. By Picture House, presenting the Robert Altman film A Prairie Home Companion, with a cast that includes Kevin Kline, Virginia Madsen, and Meryl Streep, now in theaters. And by Mellon Financial Corporation. helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Today, the Federal Reserve will likely raise short-term interest rates again. This would be the 17th quarter point hike in a row, yada, yada, yada. But wait, will it be a quarter point? Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell says there's a chance it'll be half a point.
So in other words, the benchmark interest rate, instead of going to 5.25%, would jump to 5.5%. And in recent days, this discussion has gained some credibility. It's still a remote possibility, but if you look at the prices in the market, there's still some people who believe it's going to happen.
Now, what's the difference between a quarter point hike and a half point hike?
Oh, the difference is enormous. We're at a situation where this drib and drab of raising that benchmark interest rate, you know, isn't as satisfying the inflation hawks. The inflation hawks are still concerned, and some of those inflation hawks are among the Fed governors. So the thought is, the new Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, in order to boost his credibility, has to make a more dramatic statement, raise it by half a percentage point, and convince all those inflation hawks that he is willing to be tough against inflation.
But what's the immediate impact of doubling the amount that would be added to the short-term interest rate?
Well, it would just run through adjustable rate mortgages, the prime rate. It would have a pretty dramatic impact on the markets because, I mean, the bond market, for example, corporate bond market, it's in a bear market. The spillover effect on the fixed income markets would be fairly dramatic. It would have international repercussions if the U.S. made a dramatic move like that. The spillover effect in Mexico and a number of developing countries that are tied to the U.S. dollar, that would have a spillover effect. The psychological impact would be huge.
So if the Fed does go with the half point move, is that it? Are we done?
Oh, no. We're back to this whole discussion. Now, the theory is, if they move the half point, that the Fed has actually bought itself room to take a pause. So, yes, if they do the half point move, my guess is we do not see a rate hike in August when the Fed meets.
Sure, we've heard that before.
I know. But, hey, they have to stop at some point. And history suggests that if they don't, they're going to send this economy into a tailspin, and they don't want to do that. So, again, if the Fed doesn't want to move in August, one way to achieve that goal is the half-point move. However, having said that, I'm still going to put my money on a quarter-point move.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Chris Farrell is the Marketplace economics correspondent in Los Angeles. I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
Every week.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.